Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. 9/11 is upon us. Some reflections on 9/11 and an important insight that I gain from them will surprise and enlighten you, I'm sure. The 1984 mask wars paranoia. Wow, Whoopi's sure freaking out. And Stearns, good night. Election or selection and the rise of the beast. Black Rock versus Plymouth Rock. The killing of consent. Maui, how'd that go? Bapa, ooh, mau, mau. What's going on with the Mauing of Maui? Yeah, I'll explain that in a moment. My dear friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal.
Well, 9/11 is upon us. Among the many disillusionments I've suffered over the last 10 years, this might be the most disappointing. I'm not naive. Well, I mean, not entirely, at least. I know that Building 7, well, there are some serious questions about all that, and I'm sure it was an inside job. And I never categorically dismissed all the theories regarding the 9/11 attack, at least those that had some substance to them, you know, on the Twin Towers or the World Trade Center. Now, I've been long aware that vermin sometimes do wrap themselves up in the flag of patriotism. Not all traitors burn, stomp, or spit on the flag. Some wear it as a cover for their insatiable greed for money and power. I held a rather eclectic view that more or less embraced all the evidence that factually supported a charge of conspiracy to drag America into a war for profit, but I've noted that in every war we've ever fought. And I also believed, however, that the attack was independently planned and executed by enemies of America. Well, I was right on the last part of that, but not the first. What has emerged is the painful realization that the enemies that attacked us that day included many embedded within our government at high places of power, whose purpose was about as anti-American as it is possible to get. The purpose was to destroy our Constitution, and this is seen partly in their use of the 9/11 attack to persuade Americans to give Big Brother broad surveillance powers and encroach egregiously upon our personal liberties. Powers they used, by the way, to harass President Trump, to spy on a private citizen, even arresting us at every airport now and conducting an unlawful, unwarranted search and seizure of our person and property. Now, an insight emerged from this, from my reflections on 9/11, that has helped me understand another phenomenon. So many of our young people are told about atrocities done in America. Mike, what was done to some of the Indian tribes? Horrible. Or the medical experiments that were conducted by our government on Black Americans, unconscionable, and without their knowledge, much less their consent. And sadly, the list is not short. This goes on and on. These young people, many of them, now harbor a hatred for America and the flag that represents it, because they believe these things reflect what America is and who Americans are. While the revelations I have come to see regarding 9/11 have disappointed me and caused a great deal of disillusionment in those who occupy positions of power in our government, I know it's not America that has done this. This has been done to America, not by America. I know there is a certain cabal of very powerful, filthy rich persons that have worked together, and over many decades, they have wormed their way into key positions of power in this country. They've created family dynasties in an effort to hold the deceitfully gained power, subtly establishing a sort of caste system of lords and serfs. And they have used our government to serve the ends of other governments and other powers. But unlike many of our young people today, who simple-mindedly, I think, assume every atrocity committed in the name of America is a reflection of America, well, I know better than that. The fact is, America supported a war against terrorism, innocently, and it appears now, foolishly, believing the persons leading us into the war were genuine patriots protecting the interests of the American people, and not The very terrorists themselves attempting to set America up for a total rape of our liberties. Many believe the Patriot Act, though signaling some disturbing trends away from our constitutionally protected rights, was, nevertheless, after all was said and done, an effort on the part of patriots to protect us. And then to discover, now, that the people leading us into this war all along had in mind the most anti-American scheme imaginable, to destroy our constitutionally protected rights as a free people in order to drop us into the hands of a globalist cabal. So maybe this will give you something you can use in those rare moments you get to have an honest conversation with some of the hot-headed youths out there bashing America, spitting on the flag, burning it, in anger against those devils who wrap themselves up in the flag to cover their satanic service to tyranny. Therefore, I can today mourn the 2,977 lives that were sacrificed 9/11 to the God of this world to feed his appetite for world dominion and to enslave humanity. 2,753 died at the Trade Center, 343 of which were firefighters. 184 died at the Pentagon, and then finally an additional 40 died outside Shanksville, Pennsylvania. This was the famous Flight 93 that was likely headed for the White House, for the Capitol, and that was brought down by brave American patriots. Remember the famous line, "Let's roll," the last words of Todd Beamer, a Christian who grabbed an airphone, dialed zero, and described the hijacking to a supervisor at Verizon. His last words, "Let's roll." Now you see, whatever you believe about who perpetrated 9/11, the Americans, the real ones, who responded to the attack, are true heroes. They were the real Americans in this affair. You must not take away from our firefighters who died attempting to save lives, or our soldiers who died attempting to save liberty, or our brave American citizens who stood up and died to bring down Flight 93, even if you think the Capitol and the White House deserve to be demolished. Let's fumigate those public houses by restoring the people's right of consent, and then restore this republic to a true reflection of what and who is America. Okay, my friends, I'm going to take a short break. The song you'll hear, I use it often, the song raises real, sincere, and honest sentiment from my own heart. Actually, even more so now that I understand better the enemy that attacked us that day was not only some foreign lunatics deranged by a religion of hatred, but power-hungry anti-American traitors embedded within our government, wrapping themselves up in the flag. Enemies now exposed that will soon be destroyed. Listen and weep with me. Remember, the America we love is still here, held hostage by those who hate it.
True to thee.
Pastor Scheidbach is
Hello,
on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps, the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I have an announcement to make. Lighthouse Baptist Church is launching a major campaign across the Central Coast cities in North County, Santa Barbara, and in South County, San Luis, including Lompoc and Buellton, by the way. This pretty much defines the extent of my radio outreach. Everyone living in any of the zip codes in that region can receive a free copy of my latest book, Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. Of course, you can purchase a physical copy of the book anywhere books are sold. Go to booklocker.com for a 20% discount. And you will likely receive a business card offering a QR code that you can use to download the book immediately to your device. You'll have to qualify by your zip code and email address, but you can download the book free to any device. We only ask that you do not share it with anyone else. You can pass on the card you used and let them personally download it also. And remember, it's not nice to steal from Pastor Scheidbach. I want everyone within the reach of this broadcast to receive this book free. We must stand against mask mandate tyranny. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture answers two critical questions about masks. First, do they work? The science is unambiguous on this question, and the answer is no. And second, are we obliged to obey mask mandates? Once again, the scriptures are unambiguous on this matter, and the answer is no. Physician Sarah Green is named as contributing author on this book. She founded Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation and practices here in Napomo. She brings the medical knowledge, experience, and expertise to authenticate the science part of the book. 964 scientific articles were studied and examined in preparation to write Let My People Breathe, and the science is clear. I confirmed what the WHO, World Health Organization, found to be true in 2019. Here's the article. What the CDC admitted was true about the masks that are recommended for public use to curb the spread of a viral infection in 2022. Here's the article. It's right here. And what more recently, the senior associate tutor at University of Oxford and author of the now famous Cochrane Review on the effectiveness of masks to protect against viral infection or contagion during a pandemic. And the answer is definitive. Quote, no evidence that masks are effective during a pandemic, end quote. In fact, this medical doctor said his recent article was an update from his examination of the same subject back in 2020. He said the evidence really didn't change. When PhD Mary Ann DeMasi pointed out that, who interviewed Dr. Jefferson, when she pointed out most governments around the world implemented mask mandates during the pandemic, Dr. Jefferson said, quote, yes, well, governments completely failed to do the right thing and demand better evidence, end quote. Dr. Jefferson also pointed out something I found in my own research, quote, at the beginning of the pandemic, there were some voices who said masks did not work, and then suddenly the narrative changed, end quote. Jefferson gave further testimony to the same observation that I made. At first, it was all masks don't work, and then suddenly, as if somebody just flipped a switch, and inexplicably, the story changed. Fauci is an example of that. Dr. Jefferson also revealed something I did not catch in my own earlier research. This medical doctor of the University of Oxford tells us in his article that he had completed an update of their professional review of the science regarding masks being used for control of viral spread during the pandemic. And he said it was ready to be released in early 2020. However, and he did not tell us why, the release of the study was delayed for 7 months, apparently with no explanation. He said, quote, those 7 months were crucial. During that time, it was when policy about masks was being formed. Our review was important, and it should have been out there, end quote. Dr. Jefferson reveals that pressure was coming down from Cochrane to push the public government narrative for masking. He complained against the abuse of what is called the precautionary principle. That principle is always meant to do nothing unless you have reasonable evidence that the benefits outweigh the harms. But they turned that inside out. They're destroying science, my friends. And they said, we must use masks now and not wait for good evidence. Good evidence. Because we must do something, they said. We can't just sit on our hands, they said, waiting for, quote, good evidence, end quote. Unreal. Now, there is one point where I disagree with this good doctor. And make no mistake, I think this man is a good man and honest. But I disagree with him on one point. And it's a point I labor to discuss thoroughly in my book, Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy, in part two. Dr. Jefferson was asked, did you wear a mask? He answered, quote, I follow the law. If the law says I need to wear one, then I wear one because I have to. I do not break the law. I obey the law of the country, end quote. Now, this takes me to a discussion of the issue of consent of the government. And before I get into that, I want to remind you to get ready for a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. So hold on, I'll be right back. A Lights On banquet is planned for 2024. Haven't had one in a while, looking forward to this. And of course, we will include our popular drawing for the God and Gun Clingers Home Defense Kit. Pat at Pat's Automotive here in Santa Maria has agreed to help with this project, and the winner will receive a beautiful genuine leather-bound Bible, a book from the Brain Masseur, and a gun from Rangemaster in SLO, San Luis. We've given away an AR, a Mossberg shotgun. I think we've given away a Winchester double action once, a few handguns. Maybe we'll go with an AR this time. We'll see. Lou of Have It Wired will be preparing the Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner with all the fixins. Now, friends, Lou is a native Santa Marian who understands how Santa Maria tri-tip is supposed to be seasoned and prepared. And this, along with a dessert prepared by our own Emily, and now we're going to add Ossiel and Bree and their 805 Cookhouse. And they are amazing bakers, my friends, and great cooks. Also, we will add a new sponsor, Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with physician assistant Sarah Green, whose faithfulness to her oath and courageous stand was blessed to save 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. And I'm one of them, friend. We appreciate her very much. Sarah services patients all over the Central Coast and has offered to join our team of sponsors for the 2024 Lights On Banquet. You can go to her webpage at ccatr.us. And of course, your beloved Brain Masseur will present a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. We planned it for 2024. I'm going to give you the specific dates and let you know when we will open registration. And you will want to register early. Seats are limited.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is
welcome
on
back.
The air.
I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, a church that is engaged in the battle for America, the land of the free and home of the brave, now occupied by the agents of Antichrist, oppressors, attempting to make this country the land of the slaves and the home of the brazen, perverted, godless haters of Christ and of Christians. I ended the last segment pointing out that the good Dr. Jefferson, author of the Cochrane Review that dismissed claims by Fauci that masks work to curb the transmission of contagion of a virus, something, by the way, that Fauci said himself in an email to former Health and Human Services Director Sylvia Burwell back in February of 2020. But now, absurdly, this man claims, this clown claims, that the Cochrane study is correct. Well, yeah, he will assent to that. The masks don't work, but that's for the general public, but when considered on an individual basis, well, then they work individually. Now, Fauci should be ashamed to show his face in public, certainly among real scientists. He's a fraud, and the way to catch him is really very, very easy when this liar makes these sorts of claims. Just simply ask, well, show me the study. What study are you talking about? Now, I can tell you from my own research, which is extensive, what studies he's talking about. And I could explain why he never cites the science behind his absurd statements, because it's not science. He's talking about observational studies that are poorly constructed. One example would be a study that shows a mask capturing 80% of the virus particle attacking the surface of the material, but fails to account for leakage. Fails to account for entry of particles through areas all around the mask, fails to account for what happens after the droplet desiccates or evaporates and then releases the virion from the droplet, or what happens when no mask is worn at all and natural filtration is allowed to do its job. And by the way, no surprise, God does a better job than Fauci in his masks. Fauci does not point you directly to any of the science, so-called, he uses to support these claims, because he'd be laughed out of his community. He would be exposed immediately as the fraud that he is. He would be literally, laughed into the outer darkness of obscurity among his peers by all who are knowledgeable of the real science, at least. He would be so humiliated by a barrage of attacks on the vapidity, the emptiness, the shoddiness, the outright lack of integrity demonstrated by the research, the only research available to him to support his effort to keep attention away, I think that's his game here, attention away from his complicity in the murder of millions of Americans by his malicious denunciations against ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and his wicked death protocol. Thank you, Sarah. That's got to be a title you'll write for our blog. The Fauci Death Protocol was, you know, get them on remdesivir, a drug he had a hand, by the way, in creating when he was working on HIV. I was around back then. I know about this. And it was known to have serious and deadly side effects, so that it was withdrawn from use in those trials back in the 80s. So now he sees a chance, what, to recover his losses there? Is that you? Is that what you're doing, you phony? And then when, not if, but when, because listen, the remdesivir will insure it, when their breathing fails or starts seriously failing, well, now you can stick them on the ventilator. That was his next step in his protocol, from which they will almost certainly die. And he knows that. Making a big ka-ching for the hospital registers, raking in a cool, what was that, $35,000 for every patient who died from the Fauci death protocol, including the mask protocol, which actually exacerbates contagion and transmission. By the way, chapter 5 of my book, you need to read that. Simply, the masks are fairly effective at capturing a particle droplet that is 5,000 nanometers in size. But these desiccate, that is, evaporate almost immediately, and the virion is released to be drawn deeply into your lungs or launched into an aerosol through normal respiration. In other words, the mask, in that case, only serves to catch the droplet-encased virion and keep it close to your face until it can be released. And in almost every instance, this happens within less than a second. However, take off the stupid mask and breathe, and guess what? Your natural filtration system kicks in and does a far superior job of handling and processing those virions out of your body. That's right. The droplets at that particular size are caught in the nasal passage, and the body immediately begins a protection protocol that God designed that will neutralize the threat far more effectively than the mask ever could. Again, chapter 5 of Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. So what about the mask mandates? Dr. Jefferson and Dr. DeMasi both agree masks are ineffective against contagion or transmission of viral-borne diseases. Nevertheless, they would obey the law, they said, and wear the mask if required to do so. Now, here's where part 2 of my book comes in. Should we comply? And the scriptures say no. This part of the book sets it apart from every other book written on this subject. The scriptures do not teach government has authority over your body, and we have no obligation to obey unrighteous laws. No law is righteous that infringes upon our inalienable rights endowed to us by God. Now, I'm coming up on my time. I'll have to speak to the Maoing of Maui, Mao Zedong. You know, he implemented the Great Leap Forward to advance the Chinese people into the Industrial Revolution and so on, and in the process murdered 45 million Chinese in his leap. The government of Maui imagines they are going to initiate a giant leap forward for their island by taking the people's land and making it a World Economic Forum experimental housing project, and they're killing Hawaiians in the process. Black Rock versus Plymouth Rock. Whoa, wait till you see what's coming from the global cabal to destroy religious liberty in America and around the world. All that during my live stream Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Go to brainmassage.net and email me for the link. Let's conclude by challenging you with a simple scripture study here on this question. Are we obliged to obey mask mandates? Romans 13 is said to grant to government divine authority to act. The word powers there is taken to refer to government authority. Well, I agree with that. What they miss, however, is that the power of government, all governments, by the way, are under God. We often say government gets its power from the consent of the governed. Well, that is actually a biblical truth. However, ultimately, that power, that authority comes from God and is limited by God. I spoke to this Wednesday night in my pulpit and emphasized that government is limited by the very passage people point to say it's given its power by God. It's restricted to the work of executing wrath upon the evildoer and rewarding the righteous. If anyone is going to use the Bible to justify government actions, then they must concede these actions must conform to the limits that God imposed upon his divinely appointed powers. The concept of evildoer also must be understood within the context of the Bible, where they claim they get their authority. The Bible makes it clear God made each person the steward of the body he gave them, that he created, that his people are priests and kings to God, and their body belong to God by right of creation and by right of purchase. That nowhere does the Bible give to government the power to dictate to our conscience or take away from us our divinely given right of informed consent. Any law that extends the authority of government outside the boundaries defined for it in its ordination certification, Romans 13, is in defiance of its ordaining authority and therefore is acting without authority. That's what Peter and John said to the magistrates in their day who mandated they do no longer preach in Jesus' name. They flatly declared their intent to disobey that. And they did so because yielding to it would put them in disobedience to their divine mandate. Finally, the word translated powers in Romans 13 is exousia, and that is rightly understood as a reference to government power. But it's the same word used in Ephesians 6, 12 to 21, where we are told that we wrestle against principalities and powers. What? Yeah, to wrestle against means we oppose them. We must never assent to governmental abuse of power. The antonym of consent is dissent. We must dissent when government extends its power into our private matters where it has no divinely granted authority. That should seem self-evident. No human authority is absolute, of course. And the only way governments can become tyrants and enslave the people, that's when the people give their consent. Now listen to this. You can give your consent actively or passively. Passive consent is consent. We must actively dissent. Now come tomorrow and join us in our dissent, because we do not comply with tyrants. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button. Send me an email. You can leave me a message on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to God's War 2020.com.